Transocean Shipping, Wien, Austria. Interview with Mr. Peter Tchaikovsky, Chief Executive Officer. First of all, Peter, tell us about your background in shipping and logistics.
I started my career as part of the operations staff at CGM Agency in Vienna in 1991 at the age of 19. In 1994, I started to focus on sales. When CGM closed their services to the US and the Far East, causing the Austrian office to close, the management decided to take over the CGM agency business and started a neutral liner agency, Dolphin Shipping, in Austria. So, for many years, we were agents for several liners like CGM, Klein, Kanship, Polish Ocean Lines, CSRV, Norwegian, Hanjin, Huig Autoliners, and some smaller lines. In 1999, I was promoted to managing director. As a neutral liner agency, we started in 2002 to work on project shipments in and out of Austria, a small market compared to our neighboring country, Germany. In 2004, the company was sold, and at the beginning of 2005, I left the company after 15 years. On January 7, 2005, Transocean Shipping opened with just 2 employees and continued to grow to today's size. Where do you have offices located nowadays?
We have our headquarters in Vienna, with branch offices in Hamburg, Prague, Koper, Budapest, and Belgrade.
Wien is an inland point although serviced by the River Danube.
When you move project cargoes in and out of Austria, what are the main entry and exit seaports used?
It all depends on the weight and dimensions of the cargo.
The trucking option to Hamburg, Bremerhaven or Bremen can accommodate up to roughly 100 metric tons and 4 meters width or height. Although we have been informed that there should be changes for German authority transport permits starting in March 2020, we are waiting for details.
All other cargo is shipped by barge to Antwerp/Rotterdam, as barges to German ports are too expensive, or Konstanze with our in-house barge specialists.
Could you provide us with a couple of examples of project cargoes that you have handled?
In 2019, we handled various projects. One of the larger ones was the transport of a hydro power plant from various locations, i.e., China, India, Italy, and Austria, to Malawi, where we had to build a bypass for the big pieces.
Another quite large project cargo was a complete industrial oven delivery in the US with approximately 20,000 CBM of cargo.
Would you characterize your company as a logistics provider, freight forwarder, shipping agent, or all of the above?
We have always been active as a logistics provider as far as project cargo is concerned.
For containerized cargo, we still have a big number of freight forwarders booking with Arnvox services.
Austria is famous for skiing, Mozart, and plenty of beautiful tourist spots.
As a local, please tell our readers about a few spots to visit that perhaps are not overrun or so well known in our country.
Unfortunately, there are not many places/spots left which are not visited by the huge number of tourists coming to Austria.
Besides the tourist magnets like Vienna, which is, in my opinion, a must for all tourists, and Salzburg, here are some more highlights.
For history lovers,
Castle Hochkosterwitz, Carinthia Castle Hohenwerfen, Salzburg Castle Hohensalzburg, Salzburg Castle Kreuzenstein, near Vienna Castle Regensburg, Styria.
Smaller cities to be seen:
Graz, Innsbruck, Krems, Zell am See.
Additionally, we have a couple of lakes which are nice in the summertime:
Wolfgangsee, Bettersee, Tronsee, Weissensee, Aachensee.
There are so many wonderful places in Austria, the country is a complete beauty.
Zitzkalake at 1,650 meters above sea level.
while Seeloder Sea Lake at 1,847 meters above sea level.
How can people reach you?
People can reach me anytime by email at peter.tchaikovsky@ship.com or at the office number +431 235 0075 X10.
If it is extremely urgent, they should call +43 664 455 6669.